It's Oscar night, big night in the world of filmmaking, and everyone's interested in the Oscars, aren't they?
Yes, I'm not sure that they should be, but it's too late after 80-something years to change all that. It's a commercial kind of thing. I'm not sure that the prize winners are the best, but it's just one of those things that's caught the imagination, and we go with it.
First of all, Peter, which are the, let's say, best film nominees for this year?
Actually, there are 9. There could have been 10, which puzzles me why they didn't take the advantage of 10 spots. But the critics have been very unkind towards one of them, extremely loud and incredibly close. So maybe it's an odd kind of list. If I read the reviews, extremely loud would probably get the non-Oscar. But there are quite a number of other very good films, which I don't think will win, but some of which I enjoyed very much. Did you see Midnight in Paris?
I did, and I loved it.
Yes, so it's on the list, and War Horse I really liked as well.
How about The Help, Peter?
I did like The Help. In fact, I knew nothing about it before I went into the preview, and it was 2 hours 20 minutes, and it went, you know, very pleasingly, and I was very impressed by The Help. I was told it's one of those books that everybody reads. But anyhow, I enjoyed the film.
How about The Descendants, this new George Clooney effort?
Well, I'd be not sorry if it won. I actually was very impressed by it. I thought it it had a story which has probably been done many times, but the screenplay and the treatment had a bit more depth than usual, and I came away from it quite satisfied. So were it to win, I'd be not unhappy.
But I must say, reading more or less reviews across the range, I get the feeling that the big favourite is The Artist, the silent black and white tribute to old Hollywood. What do you say about that film?
I enjoyed it. I'm not sure whether I'd vote for it or not. One of the problems with The Artist is that I came to it only just recently after a lot of the hullabaloo and the other prizes that it won. So I probably haven't got it in as good a perspective. But having said that, it's certainly very cleverly done, and it does recreate the atmosphere of old Hollywood. You know, it reminded me in many ways of the basic story that's been used so often of A Star Is Born, so that the actor who had his day actually goes down and down, and then the young woman is on a rise. So I wouldn't be surprised if the screenwriter had more than half an eye on the various versions of A Star Is Born. I thought it worked well.
It doesn't seem to be such a commercial film.
Well, since it has no dialogue, except just towards the end, it's not a problem, say, which country it's shown in. It is French, but there are a number of American actors in the film, and, of course, it's got the American setting, which I suppose Hollywood actually responds to quite well, and certainly a number of the voting groups like the Golden Globes and BAFTA have liked it very much.
And then there's Hugo, Martin Scorsese's film for children, really, isn't it?
Well, it is for children, but I think it's probably more entertaining for adults, really. Again, like The Artist, it takes us back to the 1920s, this time in France, and the history of filmmaking. And I think I'd vote for Hugo before The Artist myself. I found it very well done, very interesting, very entertaining, and the 3D was quite spectacular.
Peter, you began speaking about this extremely loud and incredibly close, about which I know very little, but you say the critics are being very unkind towards it. What is your appraisal of the film?
I quite liked it, but I think I'd need to be a New Yorker, really, to get into the swing of it, because it is about September the 11th, 2001. It's about death and grief and a young boy who's probably an Asperger's boy dealing with the death of his idealized father. It's unreal in the sense that he finds a year later a vase which has a key in it, and he decides to follow a quest, as his father used to always urge him, to find the lock that the key would open, and it has black written on the back of it. So he visits all the people called black in New York, which means that he meets quite a cross-section of people. And in fact, he does find out what the key means, but it's not quite what he expected. So having said that, I actually quite liked it. I thought the acting was very good. The boy was very good, even if he was intense. And I thought Sandra Bullock was very good as his mother. Max von Sydow is in it, and Tom Hanks as the father. But somehow or other, I think it's got an American appeal, maybe a bit too much sentiment for non-Americans and not that feel for September the 11th, which is over 10 years ago now.
Is that the reason why many critics are against it?
I think they don't like the American feeling. I think that they find it a bit trite and sentimental, I'm afraid. Even though Stephen Daldry, who did The Hours, The Reader and Billy Elliot, directed it.
Right, Billy Elliot. I'll never forget that. So, Peter, give us your nominations for Best Film, Best Director, Best Leading Actor and Best Leading Actress.
I think I would vote for either Hugo or The Descendants for Best Film, and probably after that The Help and The Artist. As regards the actors, I've got a soft spot for George Clooney. I think Gary Oldman in Tinker Tailor Soldier Spy is also very good. And the man who is the artist is also very good. And having travelled on a plane recently, I actually saw the film called A Better Life with the actor Demian Bichir, a Mexican, who's actually nominated, but I don't know how many people have actually seen the film. So I felt quite smug as I watched it on Cathay Pacific. So I've seen the five nominations. I think I'd vote for George Clooney.
And the actress?
Well, I think I'd have to vote for Meryl Streep. She did it almost perfectly, whether you like Margaret Thatcher or not, or as I found in England, a lot of people not approving the film to be made while she was still alive. It hadn't occurred to me, I must say, but a lot of people were very critical. But I'd give it to Meryl Streep, but I'm very sorry that Glenn Close won't get it because I thought she was marvellous in Albert Nobbs. I thought Viola Davis was very, very good in The Help. I thought Michelle Williams did a very good turn as Marilyn Monroe in My Week with Marilyn. So it's a very good list, but Meryl Streep stands out for me.
Peter, the Oscars, we always think about the best film, best director, but there's so many different categories. As best makeup, best film score, best achievement in cinematography, best original song. I mean, it really is quite a wide-ranging evening. What are your favourites? I mean, your favourite prizes?
Well, I very much like the screenplay awards because they have one written directly for the screen, and I see the artist is there, although I'd say that it wasn't so original because it's very much A Star is Born. But Midnight in Paris is there, and also A Separation, which is the Iranian film, which I do hope gets the Oscar for Best Foreign Language Film.
I'll tell you what I'm rooting for. I'm rooting for Pina in Best Documentary Feature. Have you seen it?
I saw Pina in Berlin about a year ago, now that you mention it, so it's not foremost in my mind at the moment. But yes, I did see it, and I found it very, very interesting. The 3D was very good, and I thought that the dance was fascinating, yes.
Speaking from the point of view of a balletomane and someone who's seen Pina Bausch many, many times, my modest opinion is that it was very beautiful.
Well, would you believe I've just looked at the list and I haven't seen any of the others. So I suppose I'd not be sorry if it won.
Just a last question. Is the Oscar jury a changing jury every year, as in many other festivals, or is it a set jury?
No, it's not a jury at all. The members of the Academy for Motion Pictures, over 6,000 of them, they have the right to vote for Best Film, and the various guilds within the Academy vote for the various, like cinematography, it's the cinematographer's vote. So actors vote for acting and makeup vote for makeup, etc. So it's a broad constituency rather than a jury, but it is, I suppose, except for Best Film, an award from peers who are members of the Academy.